Welcome.
Welcome into a new episode of the 413 SpinFit Podcast. As always, if you are a new listener, thank you for listening for the first time. If you are a continued listener, as always, I do appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you sharing your link to the 413 SpinFit Podcast. I also appreciate you guys for pressing that bell when new content, that way when new content drops, you guys get alerted for that. For the new listeners, let me ask you to do the same thing. Whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or one of the other platforms that are out there for people to listen to the 413 SpinFit Podcast on. Again, this is the 413 SpinFit Podcast. This is Season 5, Episode 2 of this new season. Before we get started, let me tell you guys about a company that I am now partnered with as a brand ambassador, Pioneer Fit. They sell lifting belts, from lever belts to buckle belts, knee sleeves, knee wraps, wrist straps. They have t-shirts, they have hats, you name it, they have it. They are geared towards powerlifters and even bodybuilders. I have a lever belt that I bought from them about a year or so ago, actually a little more than a year ago. And the neat thing about this belt, first of all, it's custom made. It's got my 413 Fit logo on the front of it. But another thing I like about it, it's got a lifetime warranty on it. Anything that happens to it, they'll fix it, provided it's within the warranty, okay? Also, I had to have it adjusted because I lost all this weight last year and it was getting too big for me. It wasn't supporting me. So I sent it off to them, paid shipping and handling. They fixed it. They adjusted the length of it at no cost, resized it for me, sent it back. Awesome deal. They're located in Texas. You can find Pioneer Fit at generalleathercraft.com. Again, that's www.generalleathercraft.com. Also, if you go on there and you purchase any of their merchandise, any of their swag, use code 5, capital S, capital M, capital O, 6Z. Again, 5SMO6Z. I would greatly appreciate it. So let's dive into this episode. And what I want to do with this episode, I want to talk about being prepared for your weight loss journey. What you can do to prepare on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. Okay, before I get started though, I want to give you guys a definition of the word prepare. Because we're talking about being prepared, okay? To prepare means to make ready or able to do or deal with something, okay? So one of the things you'll hear me talk about a lot, whether it's here on the podcast or not just me, other people that are into bodybuilding, other people that are into fitness, you will hear them talking about meal prep. What does that mean? That means 7 days a week, you have meals laid out, kind of like a menu for each day of what you're going to eat for breakfast, for lunch, for supper, and for the snacks in between meals, okay? That helps you track your macros. There can be some that say, you know, there's really no need to track your macros. Well, I believe in tracking my macros because for me, fat loss is all about being in a caloric deficit, okay? For me, that's what works for me. Some people, it doesn't work that way. But for me, it's easier for me to see my macros in MyFitnessPal or some other app that you can use to track your macros, okay? So in order for me to easily track my macros for my food, I have to prepare my meal at the beginning of the week. Actually, for the upcoming week, I start preparing on Friday night and Saturday What does that mean? That means putting chicken in the Instant Pot, putting chicken on the smoker. If I want to do turkey meatballs, making my meatballs, sticking them in the oven, cooking them, weighing my meat out, weighing my protein out, okay? Weighing my carbs out, my jasmine rice or my sweet potatoes or my vegetables, you know, you name it. As far as my breakfast, I don't prep my breakfast in advance, but I have an idea of what I'm going to have for breakfast, okay? A good example this week, I'm doing cream of rice, okay? It's a carb source. It's also gluten-free, which I'm all about that, okay? With a scoop of muscle sport protein. And then I'm also doing 6 servings of liquid egg whites, so I have extra protein. That's my breakfast. Now, I don't make that in advance. It'd be hard for me to make that in advance. So I allow myself enough time in the morning before I have to log in at work at 7 to prepare my breakfast, okay? Then I know what I'm going to have as a mid-morning snack. So this week, okay, I've got ready-to-drink proteins from Advocare, okay? If you're ever interested in ready-to-drink proteins for Advocare or anything else that Advocare offers, hit me up, okay? I've got a discount code I can share. I've got a link we can go order, okay? Anyway, lunch, okay? I've got chicken and jasmine rice. I've already got my lunch and my supper weighed out and put in meal prep containers in the fridge, okay? So I know what I'm going to have for the week. There's no reason for me to divert off of that. Now, unless I have a night where I've got an event that I'm going to, like tonight at church, we've got a men's kickoff event that I'm going to. There's going to be food there. My goal is to eat before I go. That way I don't have to partake in the food there because I don't know what they're going to have, okay? Other than being prepared by way of your food, another way you can be prepared is knowing what your schedule is going to look like with your workouts. Okay, so like, I'm changing my schedule up, okay? I'm about to start going in at 4 o'clock in the morning to the gym because my work hours changed. I was working 6 to 2:30 last year, and this year I'm back to working 7 to 3:30. So that gives me a little time in the mornings to be able to go, you know, early in the morning to the gym, get my workout in, get back home, take a shower, eat, and get my breakfast fixed before I have to log in at work, okay? So I've got some time there. Okay, so knowing what your week's gonna look like. So like if you know, okay, so I'm gonna lay out my week for you, okay? So right now, as it stands, I'm gonna have a leg day on Mondays, okay? I'm sorry, back up. I'm gonna do a back and bicep on Mondays. I'm gonna do a leg day on Tuesday mornings, okay? I haven't decided for sure if Wednesday is going to be a rest day yet. If not, then Wednesday will be chest and triceps. Okay. Thursday will be another leg day, or Friday will be a leg day. Probably Friday if I make Thursday my rest day. Okay. And then I've got to get in one more workout. My other workout is going to be shoulders and core. So I'm going to start going back to hitting core. Probably be a Saturday morning. Okay. My goal is to have 2 days a week rest. Okay, my goal, one of my rest days is going to be Sunday. One of them is going to be either Wednesday or Thursday. So I have an idea of what my week's going to look like. Now, I will say this much. In being prepared for your workouts, also be prepared so you can allow yourself some flexibility. Okay, a prime example of that would be the weather. Like next week, it's supposed to be bitterly cold here in Arkansas. I'm type 2 diabetic. My body hates cold weather. Now, am I going to be able to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym? I'm going to do my best. But if for some reason I can't, I may have to move some of my workouts to the evening and do fasted cardio next week here at the house. Okay, so be prepared to allow yourself some flexibility in your schedule. Another way to be prepared is prepare your mind. Prepare your mentality each day. Prepare your heart each day. And for me, and I'll tell you how this works for me. For me, it's spending time in my devotion, reading God's word and praying every morning. Because when I do that, it sets my day up for success. It sets my day up and makes it easier to deal with some of the bumps along the way that I may face. Okay? So be prepared. Just whatever it is you're looking to do on your weight loss journey, on your journey to live a healthy life, make sure you're prepared. Okay? But at the same time, allow for flexibility. Okay? Also, allow for flexibility so that way you don't beat yourself up if you mess up a day, if you miss a day. Because that's the last thing you want to do, is beat yourself up. Okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Before I started my weight loss journey, when I was struggling. But yes, it's important that you're prepared and you have that flexibility. Because if, like I was saying before I was interrupted, sorry about the technical issue I had there a few minutes ago. It can be easy to get frustrated and lose confidence. I was there before when I started my journey in 2017, I would easily lose confidence. When you're struggling with obesity, when you're struggling to lose the weight, when you're struggling with your mindset, getting it right, if you have a bad day, that one bad day can be disastrous for you. I learned that. I lived that. Now, if I have a bad day, then I know, okay, I've got tomorrow that I can correct that bad day. I've got next week that I can correct that bad day with. I can get back on track, okay? The goal is to stay on track for the journey. That way you can finish the journey. That way you can cross that finish line and you can accomplish what it is you're setting out to accomplish in terms of your weight loss. And you can get to that weight that you want to be at, to where you can live healthy and live a sustained life, as long as the Lord sees fit. And guys, I'm going to end this episode there. As always, thank you for listening to the 413 Spin Fit podcast. Remember, go check us out on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Also, remember, press that bell. That way when new content drops, you get notified. You guys, peace out.
Welcome.